So the other day I received a phone call from a classmate in the Boston area. He said, Padre, I want to ask you this question. You probably know it, maybe not, but here it goes. And I said, all right, what is it? He said, in the parable of the prodigal son, who had the most stress? I was like, it's easy. It's the father. And he's like, nope. Okay, then it's the son. And he said, nope. Give up? I said, yeah, I give up. He said, it was the fatted calf. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There is a lot that we could say about today's parable. There are a lot of X factors. Did they have a mother? They talk about the father and the two sons. Did they have a mother? What kind of house did they have? What kind of wealth did they have? There's a lot that we don't know. All we know about, there's this father that had two sons, and the one son, the youngest, said to his father, Dad, I want my inheritance now. That usually happens when somebody passes. Usually when there is an estate, there's a trust, when an individual passes away, they get together and they say, this half is yours, that half is yours. But the father didn't tell his son, hold your horses, relax, take it easy. We got some time, I'm still alive, I'm not dead yet. He didn't. He got whatever he had handy and gave it to his son. And we know that the son took it and took off to a far land. And in that far land, he wasted everything. We don't know, that's the other X factor. We don't know how much money was given to him. All we know is he wasted it. He spent it all. He had zilch, nothing. And then a great famine happened. He was hungry. He didn't have a place to eat. Nobody gave him anything to eat. And somebody said, oh, go take care of my pigs, my swine, go. And he did. Now, pods, I'm sure we've seen something similar to pods. We go walking, we take walks in our neighborhood, and there's these black things. They're about a couple of inches wide, and they're about maybe a foot long, maybe 6 inches long. They have seeds in them, and they're black. Well, those are what the pigs ate. And he couldn't even bring himself to eat that which the pigs ate. And he thought to himself, how many of my father's servants have enough bread to eat and I'm here starving? And we all know that he got up and he said to himself, I'm going to say to my father, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to go. And he went back home to see his father, and his father being up high saw his son come in. We know that the father didn't sit there with his arms crossed and said, you know, you took everything I had, forget you. He didn't. And there is this one small thing about the Jewish law during Christ's time. It was not cool for elderly men to run. Think about that. Here's this father, sees his son from a distance, and he ran after him. And he kissed him and hugged him. And the son said, Father, I'm not worthy to be considered your son. Just call me one of your servants and tell me what to do and I'll do it. And his father said to the servants, bring a robe, the best robe, and put it on my son. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Now, for most of you, the robe that was adorned on the son is symbolic, the baptismal robe. It is the robe that we priests wear on our garments. Technically, they should all be white, but sometimes they're not. The ring, we all know that kings and people of high estates wear rings. And here the father could have easily told his son, get out of here. But he didn't. He gave him the best robe, the best ring, and shoes, sandals on his feet. Only servants were without shoes. three important things that the father gave to his son. Embraced him, welcomed back into the family, the father did. Now let's look at the oldest son, who did everything that the father asked him to do. He worked, he did this, he did that. Whatever the father said, he did. Not once did he complain until he came back home from working in the fields and heard music and loud noise and found out that it was his brother that they had this party for. And then we know that the father came and talked to the eldest son. And, well, that oldest son represents the Pharisees, the law, the people that were in charge of the law. They did everything that God wanted them to do. But if you do something out of line, well, that's it. You're going to get called out. And that's what the eldest son did to his father. He called him out and said, I did everything for you. The entitlement of the oldest son. Instead of saying, hey, Dad, you're right. You know, my brother was lost and he is now alive and we thought he was dead. All of this plays an important role to us because we symbolize the prodigal son. We have that choice to return back to God or not to. Nobody is telling us what to do. There are no people with guns and tasers, and we have that choice. Just like the son, the prodigal son, had that choice. He thought to himself, I'm here starving. I don't have anything to eat. But yet in my father's house, even the slaves, even the workers have enough food to eat. How many times does the church tell us that repentance is the key to our salvation? We need to, now that we are approaching Great and Holy Lent, to think about ways where we return back to God, return back to Christ, return to Him. All we have to do is to take the first step, and then everything else comes naturally.